Hi guys, welcome to another edition of the podcast Dear Single Man. Well, it's been a rough couple of weeks all over the world. The lockdown, coronavirus, our loved ones, having to call them to check up on them to know if they are safe. And quite a number of people that we do not know have lost their lives due to this pandemic, the coronavirus. And these guys, they also come from different families as well. So sending all hugs, prayers, and prayers, yes, to those who might have been affected by this pandemic. So please, if you have anyone that you haven't reached out to during this period, please do want to reach out to them. Because at this point in time, the new reality that is before us is this. We need ourselves more than ever. I will need more love to go around so that people can experience love. I mean, what has happened in our world today has shown us that we need to be more in touch with our humanity. And just look around, government, institutions, organizations, influencers, celebrities all over the world are coming together to help people. Disadvantaged people, people that are less privileged. And it's just a new reality that when we do not have work, when we do not have busy lives, we begin to see the things that really matter at this point in time. So what really matters is that we are taught with our humanity, and of course we love ourselves and love people. So please, if there's anyone that I need to reach out to, please do want to reach out to them. So this morning, as much as I'll always like to talk about single guys and how we can be better, I hope you listened to the last one, to the previous one before this one, where I talked about why you don't need a side chick as a single man, and of course, side chicks are no side attraction. So please, I'm not going to continue the conversation in this podcast now. I just want to share something differently aside from that. But let me just talk about it a little bit. The truth is this. We have to be more responsible as men. We have to be more faithful. We have to be more loyal. I will always say that time and time again. Now, what is behind most of our actions, our motives, our response to situations, our behavior to others, is a function of our core values. What is really your core value? What can be your core value? Alright. What are your beliefs? What is your belief system like? What guides the things and the stuff that you do? If you can answer this question by keenly sitting down at yourself and asking yourself real life questions like this, what are my core values? What are the things I want to live by? Such that when people see you, that these are the kind of things that can only be identified with this guy. And then that is a picture of what a core value is like. When you see Cristiano Ronaldo, you see a guy that plays football. But not only football, we see him as a guy that is fit. And his fitness is as a result of his commitment to working out hours every day. On a daily basis, so you can deduce that his core value is keeping fit. And how does he keep fit? By working out every day for some hours. So you should define your core values and your beliefs and to guide everything and most of the major decisions that you're gonna make. So let no guy say that it is hard to be, it is difficult to not to have a side chick. No, it is not difficult. Just think about it. Personally, I've not seen much of life. I'm in my 20s, right? I've not seen much of life. But one thing that I've seen is this. My own personal story is we can resist the urge to want to, keep girls, have male friends, have intimate relationship with our female friends outside of our partner, At least I've been in university for about 5 years. I was in university for about 5 years, and I never had anyone. No, no side chick, nothing. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. So I just couldn't bear my, I just couldn't bring myself to having that. Could I have done it? Yes, I could have. Was I tempted at some point? Yes, I was. But I realized that these are the things that I stand for. And God helping me, I didn't fall along the way. So I think it's important for every guy out there to define what your core values are. And of course, it's going to help you to make the right decisions in whatever circumstance you find yourself. All right, so that is really, really important. All right. So today, I just want to tell you, as a young man, this is a time for us to plan, to try out a number of things, to fail, to make mistakes. Not too costly mistakes, right? Because some mistakes can be very costly. But we should not be afraid of adventure. We should not be afraid of trying new things. All right, this is that time of our lives. We should not be afraid of launching out into the deep, stepping out of our comfort zone. This will, of course, help us to become better versions of ourselves and, you know, improve our value and our worth as men. This is that time to prepare for work, for career, for family. This is that time to read those books that will improve you professionally. This is that time to labor in literature that will help you to maximize your relationship, know how to deal with the opposite sex, how to relate to them, how to understand them. We can never outgrow learning. This is the time of our lives whereby we're just so committed to learning, relearning, unlearning. And of course, one thing I'm learning lately is to be open-minded. Yes, we have to be open-minded, learn new stuffs, learn to be open to other ideas other than the ones, the foundational ones that you have. So guys, I hope that in the next 25 years, when we look at ourselves, we'll be able to pat ourselves on the back and say, yes, I made some really nice decisions. We might not look at what we want to be in the next something years. We might not be having those big bucks, those big cars and stuff like that for some of us who do not have those things yet. But that doesn't mean it's not going to come. All right? It's a process. We are going through a process. And before something finally becomes a product, there are some series of courses it undergoes. So it is the product that determines the process. So, the product, if it is a very valuable product, you should be sure that the process will take a long time. So, you can choose to be the valuable man and expect that if you choose to become a man of value, a man that is worth gold, a man that is responsible, a faithful man, this is a product. This a product should expect that the process as well, man, trust me, it's gonna take a while. You're gonna fall a number of times, you're gonna make mistakes, you're gonna cry, you're gonna be disappointed, you're gonna face failures, you're gonna encounter obstacles, but these are part of the process that we must face so that the final outcome, that is a product, we come out fine and good. We can't jump the gun. So I just want to urge you, stay the course. Do not stop believing in yourself, in your purpose, and in your values. Cheers to your improvement. This has been Taiwo Majagodumi, your host. Till I come your way again, keep being a model man. Cheers.